Grab your collar. Sure.
We better fix it up before we go live. Right? Right. Okay, now we can put on the video. Okay. I want to read the last paragraph we did yesterday and then take the next step. We have lots of a different ways of doing business with Hashem. I need something. And then I find different ways of getting Hashem to give me what I want. Now, there's nothing wrong with that. But my first machshava, the first consideration that I should have is Ribono shel Olam. Ani makabel es kol habayot sheshalachta li ba'ava u'basimcha. I accept upon myself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all the nitshainas that you gave me, and I'm a couple of them, but Abba was simple. Vani lo chai ba'olam bishvil atzmi, I don't live in this world for me, ele bishvil yoyis oived Hashem. I'm here for you, I'm not here for me. I live in Olam Hazeh as an Olam Haba Dikayid. Because there is no Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh is a microcosm of Olam Haba. That's it. Not two separate worlds. If it were two separate worlds, it should have been called Olam Hazeh, the Olam Ha. Who? It doesn't disturb us because we got used to it. But you can't call it Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. That's not the right word. The correct opposite of Olam Hazeh is Olam Ahu, which means there's a world here and there's another world there. Why do we call it Olam Haba? Because it's not another world. It's this world manifesting there. But it's the same world. Esav lo ma'amin b'shnei olamos. Okay. Ele b'shvilois eved Hashem. Okay, that's what we did yesterday. Let's take one step further. Rabbi Lelich Milijinkt Zatzal. Malamarotan Eliso is Targilim ve'imunim ke'elu. He gives us advice that we've heard many times here before. Before the Rabbi Milijinkt came along the pages here, we spoke about doing Targilim ve'imunim. Practicing. Not only when a Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us nisyonos, we stop and say, okay, let's think about it. So, it'll be called rega panui. All the time, whenever you have a free moment, stop and think. Become the kachem dvaro. The kol eis verega shul panui min atayra, the pratshu yoshev bottle of water, the cheder, the sheikhel of mitosoi. When a person's bottle, a moment he's not learning Torah, especially when he's sitting around doing nothing alone in his room, or he's lying on his bed. The Einu Yoichel Lishon, he can't sleep. Yemahara b'mitzvahs asay zushel v'nikdashti v'toich b'nei Yisroel. Let him contemplate and think about this mitzvah, and I will be miskadesh, whatever that means, v'toich b'nei Yisroel. The steering terms that I'm not going to enter that because I don't have an answer, but I lost the question. How can you be when he's kedashti b'toich am Yisrael? What's your kedusha mean separate and muvdal? So how are you separate and muvdal b'toich am Yisrael? What is this mitzvah? When the kedashti b'toich b'nei Yisrael, I will be holy for what is anybody ever thought about this? Anybody heard anything about this?
This is what
yeah, he does. What does he say?
How
does that answer the shut in the post in the midst? When the kifdashti b'toich b'nei Israel, I will be nitkadesh. What does nitkadesh mean? Sanctified. That's what a Chazal translate the word kadosh. It translates the word separate, separated and moved out. Kadosh means separate. Anyway, whatever. I said, I'm not going into that. It's not a kasha. If anybody's got something to say, I'm happy to get a possible teretz. Or show me why it's not a kasha. I don't know what sanctified means. I don't know the fullest idea what that word means. Sanctified.
Elevated.
He's elevated in Kladusa. I don't know. He gets Mekadosh. It's not we. He becomes Mekadosh when the Gdash G. Lovely, but what is
it? If you behave a certain way, then Hashem gets
more and more separate from us. That's what the words say.
No.
That's what the words say. I'm sorry. I don't know. Fine. Yidame ben Avsha, I said, if you've heard somebody speak about this, let me know. Because I've been on the road for a long time to understand what does this mean. You have to Mekadosh Hashem b'toich b'nei Yisrael. He becomes Mekadosh b'toich b'nei Yisrael. I don't know what that means. Sanctified, praise Nishtha. Yidame ben Avsha, Yitzu b'machshavoy, say, ke'ilu eish godol v'nei rebo lefanav, adlei v'ashamayim, v'hu b'shil kedushas Hashem v'roch, shoyves, tivoy, ומאפילס עצמו אל האש על קידוש השם, ובמחשוב הטוב, הקדוש ברוך הוא מצטרף אל עולם הישראל, ונמצא שאינו שייכה ויושב בוטל רק מקיים מצווס עשה דרייס. What does this mean? Slowly. ידם ובנפשוי, let a person imagine, ויצאו במחשבו ישראל, ולד him paint in his mind, כאילו אש גודל ונויר בואה לפונו, עד לב השמיים. אז לד בואה מהם, the kids are going a bit wild. There's this massive, Madura in front of you. That's what Lag Ba'Omer is for. What is Lag Ba'Omer for? It's you to stand in front of that Madura and ask yourself, am I going to jump into the Madura? That's the avoid of Lag Ba'Omer, no? That's what such a simple thing to know. No? I always thought that that's what makes, why do I make fires in Lag Ba'Omer? Is to McCain this. You know, you prepare to be the stake on the fire. I don't know if that's what Lag Ba'Omer is about. That's what I use it for. But I don't know else what to do with Lag Ba'Omer. Okay. You imagine that you're standing in front of this big fire. He, because of Kedushas Hashem, whatever that means, breaks his natural tendency, which is the most powerful tendency we have, which is to break. He jumps into the fire, Al Kiddush Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu joins into this Maisa, somehow whatever that means, and therefore, instead of sitting around doing nothing with his love, he's Makayim Mitzvahs Asay Deraisa, which is Medikashti B'Toich B'nei Yisrael. That's what you should do. You have nothing to do. You should stand around, imagine that you're standing in front of this big fire, and be ready to jump into it. That's what Rabbi Melech Milizjink Zatzal says, and many other Bali Musa talk about this. Rabbi Melech Milizjink Mestir Pitaron, Lezamen Shil Yisurim Bekaevim, She'eni Yoichel Lishon. There's a Yisurim called not being able to sleep. And people have such a Yisurim. Sometimes because you're not tired, sometimes because you've got teenagers, sometimes it's because of Panos, sometimes it's for worries. You know the difference between Gidol Bonim and Tzal Gidol Bonim. Gidol Bonim is when you're raising children. If they want you to be awake, they have to be awake as well. Otherwise, why would you be awake if they weren't waking you up? Tzal Gidol Bonim is where they fast asleep and you can't sleep. Anybody got teenagers? Know what I'm talking about. You ever lay awake while you're too fast asleep for them and you can't sleep? Or you don't really care about it. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about, right? Little kids are going to wake you up. Old kids will be asleep and you can't sleep. Now you know what to do. You have this big fire in front of you in Madame that you throw them into the... No, you throw yourself into the fire. What do you matter? You're tired. Okay, we'll come back to that now. Don't forget it. You cover a loud smell, Malchus Shemayim, who ate him at Tzir Khan, Kadu Hardama, or Segula. He doesn't recommend some sort of a sleeping pool, although that may be useful, or some sort of segula. He came to show us the enormous gift we have in our hands. Kiu mitzvahs asay b'kol rega, kashe anu mekablim yisurim ba'av mi'akodesh baruch hu. Mekabel yisurim ba'av mi'akodesh baruch hu. You can't sleep, use the time properly. Zeu darke b'shitosuf shem b'nemelech b'kol hatzetel cotton. In Eish Kodesh, we'll have to learn these things. The pasuk aleph shall kriya shema. The first pasuk of Kriya Shema and the first bracha of Shmona Esrei, a person's supposed to have these thoughts in his mind, and he should have kavana. That if all the goyim will come and torture you with all the tortures in the world and strip the flesh off your bones, like they did to Rabbi Akiva, in order that you should deny the oneness of Hashem Chalila, I'll be makabel all the yisurim, and rather than deny the truth, Chas v'chalila. That's what you're supposed to be thinking about. The kavanah a person should have. You should have these thoughts in mind. And it's as if you did it, by the way. If you'll do this, it's considered like you actually did give your life to Kiddush Hashem. The Arizal says that, we learned last week. The Arizal says that by Mincha on Shabbos. Remember? Before you went traveling. The Arizal says you should have in mind that you better give up your life for Kiddush Shabbos. Kiddush Shabbos, you better give up your life. Now, there's no mitzvah to give up your life for Shabbos. Shabbos is not something we give up our lives for. The Kuch Nefesh is both for Shabbos. The Rizal says, "Al menuchosa yadish shabbos." They give up a life for kedusha shabbos. It's given as considered as if you actually do. Don't state the Rizal. Okay. So these imaginary things that we do actually have an effect. Why do we call the base Amigdash base David?
What?
Base David. Yeah, but Shlomo Bolton. Why do we call it base David? David has very little to do with it. He didn't actually even lay the corners, so he arranged the layer. He built the building. He was dead long gone before the building was built. He could have faced David. He's more Sheer Chanuk Bas, a bias to David. He should probably do it.
He should have done it.
He didn't. He didn't.
Joshua Mitzapa, when did he?
Joshua Mitzapa.
When can he actually build this English?
Oh. So I heard not even now. So I heard from Ibn Sakuzna's Zatzal. The Vilna Goin says there's a place in the world where your retainers build worlds. The things you want, the things you yearn for, even if you never get them, but you yearn to do a certain mitzvah and you couldn't do it, there's a place in the world where that mitzvah actually gets done. Your retainers build worlds. David HaMelech had a deep desire to build the Beis HaMikdash, and he built the Beis HaMikdash. You know where? There, wherever that spiritual place is, where your eternal hope, non somatis will just bring it down here. Your yearnings, your retzifas, your mitzapa, tzipiot, they actually do things, they build things. If you didn't, Meiridik, no? That's what's called base dobbit. You actually built the base dobbit. Where? Somewhere in that world, whatever that is.
In Ashlomomel. In Ashlomomel.
Shlomo Melech. Shlomo brought it down to this world.
No, he didn't build it.
He built it, yeah, but the Ika building was David HaMelech. Habayit Shebonu Shlomo. Yes, Shlomo built the world. Down, yeah. But the Shoresh, the Ruchnias of that was built by David HaMelech through his yearnings and Shemitahs. Your yearnings build things, says the God. Moiridik. Okay. Nothing to do with us. Anyway, no, it has a lot to do with us. Because when you start working on saying Shema properly and be makabel malchus shemayim properly with these dimyonis, you practice it, Look, Elimelech says, you do targilim ve'imunim, like we've mentioned many, many times. You have to train yourself. Doesn't happen overnight. Then you actually, it's actually like you've done it. And then you yotze kriya shma v'tila kedin. Oymed dvorov. Let's go a little bit deep. Shebekolei yisurim v'olam sheyizbul af pam lo tiparet imenosin Hashem yisbarach. ולא ירגי שום טרוניה, אלא ישמח ויגע על בסכוס הגדול של נופר בחל פה, לשלם מחיר כבד על יד יפה. זה היסוד של קבלת מלכות שמיים. קבלת מלכות שמיים says what? I'm prepared to pay the price to be a Jew. You're prepared to pay the price to be a Jew, you have to know what it means, otherwise you wouldn't pay the price. Why would anybody pay the price if you didn't understand what it means, a tabach atani? It's not worth it otherwise. But that's where we're driving for. The Melech Hashanim Nikla Leis Tzorah. Therefore, when a person has Rachmana Litzlan, what's called an Eis Tzorah, we're having a rough time. Hadoverin Shu Tzirich Lasot Ze Loimer Ribbeinu Shel Olam Toda Rabba. First thing you have to say is Ribbeinu Shel Olam, thank you. Thank you. Say it. You don't mean it. Say it. We're doing Targilim. Remember, we practice. אני מבין שהטיפול הזה הוא לטובתי. Understand that this is for my good. I don't see it, I don't really get it, I'm not, but that must be the way it is. Nasa v'nishma, it has to be. It's coming from you. Maistos, it's good. ורק אחרי הקבלת מלכות שמיים, after the קבלת מלכות שמיים, the thank you, understand this is for the good, יגש לתפילה שהיא כבר מיוחמת מפה של קבלת מצוות, ויסורון המחייב להתפלל. Then you step into the world of Kabbalah for mitzvahs, where there's a mitzvah, you have a chiv to daven, where there's a nice sorry, you have to daven, and therefore you daven. But it's after Kabbalah for Malchus Shemayim, because we first say Kabbalah for Malchus Shemayim, and then we mekabel all mitzvahs. Aval eina tefila chas v'chilila ketayna otunya, ele rak mitnei shekach tzimena, boy, we don't even know why we daven. Then Hashem said, you have to daven, we have to daven. If it's so good for me, I'm thankful for why I want to take it away. Because Hashem said, you have to daven for me to take it away. We don't know why, that's the other share we have to have, is why do we daven? Who lo nemtze ba'olam b'shvil ha'kabal es ritzoynoysov mi'Hashem yisborov. I'm not in the world to get my desires from Hashem. Ele ikka chai v'ayim oysi ha'emis mitnei shu emes, the inner world, the primistical world. I do it because it's true. He does it because that's the Rotson Boyre. It hit me on Shabbos. Shabbat Baruch was that someone spoke about Bilam and whatever. It just struck me. Avraham Avinu gets the most ridiculous instruction from Hashem. It makes no sense. There's 50 kashas on it. Yeah? And Avraham Avinu doesn't ask any questions. That's what you want? I'll do it. Knowing full well that Hashem doesn't want it. Avraham understood fully well that Hashem didn't want Yitzchak to die. And Hashem says, I know, but kill him anyway. No questions. No questions? Just ask questions. And there were dozens of questions he could have asked, them all good questions. Not a word. Hashem said, I do. Bilam gets an instruction, which is vice versa, very straightforward. Not that complicated. Hashem says, don't curse Klal Yisrael. You're going to make a fool of yourself. You're going to look like an idiot because they're blessed. You can't curse them. So don't go with these people. Just stay home. That's all. Don't do anything. Huh? No, he comes back the next day. So, questions, he's going to smoke, he's going to kick, he's going to throw. Wow! We all Bilam. We all little Bilam. Hashem says us to something. Yeah, but why not there? But why now? But it could have been better. No, why does it have to be when it's raining? Why can't you do it when it's not raining? No, we've got a million tithes and questions for the first day. That's called tefillah. But first, Makabal Malchus Shemayim. Thank you, Hashem. I know this is good for me. Now go down with it, he'll take it away. What's your answer? When it dashed him at Teich B'nai Israel, simple is
the rest of the world doesn't have a relationship with Hashem. It's only the Teich B'nai Israel, Hashem is separated. Hashem is who Hashem is. Hashem is separated as the God, as the Baruch Shalom, as the mind of everything.
Only we're able to be Makadish because only we understand the Godness. Yafe, yafe, She, he.
Yeah, well,
excellent. Wow. Ask the Moroccan cook, man. Very good.
Hi, Barbos.
August standing around it. Let's be there.
Mr. Manti Pamlin is so MUD over the Shem. A Shem Rabbi Mushalchrim. The Pisho in an enemy men of Eitzeva Toshia Bino Gvura. He had to travel once with a certain Jew. He calls him an Oved Hashem. Many, many people used to come to his door for Eitzers and for Yeshuas and whatever. Shalte Oto. Haim hu oime the poinim alav b'tzora shereishis aleim lekabel al atzmam al malchus shemayim lekabel es atzmam dim shemayim ba'av. When people come to you with tzora, is the first thing you tell them, you have to mekabel al malchus shemayim? You have to mekabel this tzora, this din from shemayim ba'av. Do you teach them how to become habituated in saying thank you for the Torah? That was the lotion we saw in the tour, remember? If you want to think this is all just nice chassidus, the tour wasn't a chassid. It wasn't the listener either. Let's just read the tour again. Shekabolas hara besimcha adam zeichel to oived es Hashem. Oh, sorry, yeah, one line up. V'chayv adam levarech ala ra b'das shleim v'nefesh kafatz. K'derech shem levarech besimcha la toiva. Ki hara la oived Hashem hu toivosom v'simchosom. Ra, what we think is Ra, to an Eved Hashem, is his goodness and his simcha. Because he accepts upon himself what Hashem has been going for him. Nimtza shekabolas Ra zu hu Eved Hashem shi samcholoi. With being makabal this Ra, he's Eved Hashem, and it gives Hashem simcha. He makes Hashem happy. Why did he tell me? It's a tour. That's a lochesel. Chayev, chayev, chayev. When you recognize that what's happening to you is for the good, yeah, then you're an Eved Hashem. I want to show you something. I saw the other day. It's very good. It answers the question we had yesterday. Because while we're on this tour, the tour is midday. Sorry to bother you. No, but I'm not looking at something.
I'm sick from the room.
Huh? The question, okay, let's just get to the question while we're looking for it, is if this is true, why do we make a Tova Meitiv on the good and a Baruch Dana Emes on the Ra? The same Simcha, it's all good. It's the biggest, so I should make a Tova Meitiv on the Ra as well. So people say we're real. Real is that this is good, it's not bad. So what do you mean real? Real means it's not bad. That's real. We don't see it as good yet. I've got it, God. Daniel. You can come back. Let's go. Sorry. I think you wouldn't do that too quickly. So he ends off by saying, "Nimtza shebekolatz ra zuhu oved Hashem v'hi samchaloi." Then he says in Dalet, "V'varoch al ha'toyva ha'tova meiti." Afal pi sheyer Hashem etavo lo ra mimenu. Something good happens. He won the lottery, but he knows that around the next corner, because of this lottery, he's going to be tzoras. So I'll make a tova meitiv, because he's worried there's going to be evil from it. Kagon shemotzim etzir. He's worried the Melech will find out that he found this material and the Melech will come and take away everything from him. You make a tova meitiv. But a rab baruch dan emes. You know it's good going to come from it. For example, she shot off Maim al Sadei. There was a flood that came into his field, which wreaked havoc. Avapika Shiyava Ashetev, he Tevelo Shashka Sadei. Even though he knows when the flood subsides, it's going to be very good for him because his whole fields now have been irrigated. And all the good soil from the upper lands have come down to him. But he makes a Baruch Dine Emes. Why? Mikom Ata Rahi Lo. Because now it's bad. That means when something good happens to you, even though that lurking in there, that often happens. Yeah, all the things that you thought were good turned out to be bad. All the bad things you thought were bad actually turned out to be good. Yeah, once asked a very wealthy man, I made all his money. He said, all the mistakes I made turned out to be good. That's how you make money. Make lots of mistakes. And Hashem sorts it out. Yeah? So what's the Yasodia? Right now, I know that this has happened to me, this is good for me, and this is fantastic, and I'm so mad. But right now, having a migraine is bad. So I say, and when it's good, even though I know that something very bad could come out of this, but now it's good. The Jew lives where?
Now.
Now it looks bad to you. The outcome is going to be fantastic. Yeah, but now it's bad. That's the rush of the tour. And that needs a lot of work. Well, that's the yisod to understanding this sugya. With the same simcha you mevarached on the toiv, you said the shechianu at the bris. The same simcha you make the baruch dayna emes at the levaya. Same simcha, but you make the baruch dayna emes. Because now for me it's bad. That's human. A human sees things now, they're bad. It's a tragedy. A tragedy is bad. We don't go dancing on people's graves because, it's not good news for the Jews. No. It's bad. We see it as bad. And that's why there's a whole thing called Hilchas Avedus. Because Hilchas Avedus takes into the account our humanity. But we know that lurking in there, ultimately, it's only good. And therefore, we say, thank you, Hashem. That's the paradox that we're supposed to live in. The look to shoot the cloud. Look for shoot the avoider. Anyway, we discussed this the other day, but I'll just bring that down. Okay, let us stop. Oh, so we're busy with this guy. What are we going to do with this heat now that he asked him if he does that or not? We'll have to deal with it tomorrow then, because that's a shame.
Leave him hanging.
Huh?
Leave him hanging.